have to do it. I could stop now. If I wanted to. But twice or maybe three times a week. But I could switch off. If I wanted to. At night time, when there's nothing else to do, I'd do it. Yeah. I'd do it. Whaley really screws you up.
Takes me back a bit. I haven't heard that for some considerable time, but that just reminds me, of course, a lot of the old television shows are now up online. Rob has put them up and you can see them. Where can you see them?
JamesWhaleRadio.co.uk/videos is the easiest and quickest way.
That's pretty obvious when you think about it, isn't it? Yeah. James Whale Video. Just go to the website, JamesWhaleRadio.co.uk, and all will be revealed. Now, I don't want to upset too many people on the programme this week. Nice to have you with us, but, you know, this is a programme where we talk about things that are current and things that just pop into my mind from time to time. And I thought it was time that everybody stopped having too much fun. I think the world is having far, far too much fun. So I'm going to put a stop to that, and I'm going to put a stop to that by talking about doom and gloom. So if you're easily upset and offended, then I think you should perhaps not listen to the rest of this broadcast.
Surely the people that are easily offended would never listen to the show in the first place.
Well, I don't know. Judging by some of the emails I get, you wonder. Okay, right. So hopefully they've turned off, and we can get on with it. Is my microphone sounding a bit fluffy or not? Or does it sound okay?
It's metallic. It's not really fluffy.
Is it? Oh. I wanted a fluffy one.
You want a fluffy, like a wind thing, you know, one of them covers.
Yeah.
The muffler.
Yeah, I need one of those. I need a fluffy one. Because it's a bit disconcerting looking at this. I can see through it.
Yeah.
Anyway, never mind. Let's get back to what we're talking about. So, I don't know when you will be listening to this, because the beauty, of course, of social media, new media, and doing programs that go up online, is people can listen to this anytime they want. They could be listening to it 2 years in the future. Or you could be listening to it when we've discovered how to do time travel, and you could be listening to it in the past.
You'd have to take it with you if you were going into the past, because it wouldn't be there.
Yeah, well, I assume, you know, you take your mobile phone with you and you'd be able to listen anywhere.
Well, you'd have to download it first, because obviously if you took the mobile phone with you, you wouldn't get a signal.
Oh, that's a very good point, isn't it? I hadn't thought about that.
Just helping the time travellers out. You know, I don't want them to go all that way and then realise they forgot to download the podcast first.
That's a very good point. So if you are travelling in time, if you are listening to me in the future, and time travel is something that you can do, and you're thinking of going on a little holiday back to, I don't know, 1740 or 1620 or 1310. I just picked those dates out, by the way. You know what we should do next week?
What's that?
Well, you listen back to the programme, because I can't remember what I just said. Find the dates, go back in time, and find out what happened in those years that I just picked out of nowhere.
Take a spare battery with you as well when you go.
What?
Well, they don't have phone chargers in the past.
Oh, no, that's a very good point, isn't it? Yeah. Anyway, right, okay, moving on. I want to talk about what happens when the Third World War is properly declared.
You mean it's happening already?
Well, it is happening. Apparently, the Third World War started back in 9/11. That was when the first thing happened. And then after that, of course, everything's gone fairly pear-shaped until we get to the situation where we are now, where America and Russia are squaring up to each other. Now, of course, as you know, I have a radio show which goes out live at the moment every night of the week, 7 o'clock in the evening till 10 on Talk Radio.
Really? When?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, wow.
7 o'clock till 10.
Okay.
Talk radio. And so anyway, I made a big thing about this, and I thought it's something we need to talk about. I mean, are we today, are the young people of today, because it won't affect me until it really goes tits up, are the young people of today ready and willing and able to be called up to go to fight for the greater good?
No, because we're not allowed weapons in the UK, are we? So we haven't had any practice.
Well, I didn't have any practice before the Second World War. But, you know, it may well be that we don't need to conscript a lot of young people, but I think probably we will, because I presume we only have a small standing army of about 80,000 and they may get wiped out in the first couple of weeks, and then suddenly we'll have to conscript young people into the armed forces, send them off to fight. Because it's okay to say, well, we'll have a nuclear war, and that might well desecrate an enormous part of the planet, but there will be fighting going on after that.
I don't think we're equipped for a nuclear war.
Well, we're not. But America and Russia think they are, because they've all got these bunkers, and they all think that they can survive it. They have a whole cult of survivalists in America, and I think they have the same thing in Russia.
Because the problem is, most modern houses are built with crap doors. So if you unscrew the door and put it against the wall and climb under it, the door's just going to sort of crumble. There's no solid wood anymore, is there? Everything's all fake.
Yeah, but I'm sorry, but, you know, back in the 60s, back in the 70s, every household was sent a leaflet. You probably are too young to remember. We were sent a leaflet telling us what to do in the event of a nuclear attack, and what you had to do was hide under the kitchen table.
I watched the film Threads. I think that was what was out at the time when I was in school.
Yeah.
Did you see that one?
No.
It was like what would happen in a nuclear war. It was like leading up to it, during it, and after it.
Yeah.
And everyone in our school had to watch it.
And?
Very entertaining.
Yeah, but the reality is now here with us. So what are we going to do, and are we prepared? Are the people of this country, who are the future, the young people who really were ignored during the referendum to leave Europe, because everybody, all those old gits, all the old bastards, they all thought it's a good idea to leave Europe because they've just not stayed with the program, I suppose. And now we are where we are, where nations are falling apart and becoming aggressive to each other. I mean, who would have thought we would have been nearly at war with Spain because of Gibraltar?
I don't think that'll happen, though, will it? We won't go to war with Spain.
What are you talking about? Anything is possible.
Well, we like going to Spain on our holidays. I don't think we'll fall out with them, will we?
No, but forget holidays. Holidays are a thing of the past now. The world is a dangerous place. You know, we're not going to be leaving these shores.
Yeah.
You know, you looked at Dad's army and you laugh, but that we need a new Dad's army.
I'm a dad.
Yeah. Well, that means people like me, you see. I will be the new Captain Mannering of the 21st century.
Well, you would be in the Granddad army, wouldn't you?
Well, they call it Dad's army, that's a TV show. It was called the Home Guard, wasn't it?
Oh, that's true. Yeah, it was called the Home Guard. It wasn't called Dad's army. No, you're right.
No, Dad's army is a television show. Come on, please.
Right, okay.
You know, you're making light of this, you see. This is serious, and I don't think people realise the seriousness of the situation. Now, whilst we've been sat in these studios doing this show, I don't know how dangerous it's got. Well, last time I looked at the news, Russia was telling America to butt out or there'd be trouble, and Boris Johnson was behaving in the most petulant and stupid manner. In fact, I'm embarrassed. I am embarrassed to be British with Boris going on the way he is. He isn't capable of being a diplomat. He isn't actually capable of... And he looks such a scruffy git. Look, you know, at least when you go out to something like a meeting, stop behaving like a fuck.
There's more editing. No, okay. Well, yeah, he's entertaining, isn't he? He entertains me anyway.
We're not talking about entertaining you, Pillar. We're talking about the future of the world. We don't want some Billy Bunter character ruffling his hair up like that comedian from, what was it, Stan Laurel, I think, from the dark ages of silent movies. You know, the man's a clown. He might know how to speak Italian and 100 other languages. He might know how to be entertaining. He might know long words. And I've met the guy. He's very personable. He's very pleasant. But he's acting like a fucking twat.
But surely, if he's standing in front of Putin like the court jester, Putin's just going to be laughing so much that he'll forget to press the button. That's the idea.
I don't think you're taking this serious enough, Rob, and I think people need to really think about it. And so we put it out on Facebook, on the James Whale Facebook page, and I asked, are you ready for World War III? And what do I get? Joanne Atkinson. Hello, Joanne. Oh, James, not tonight. I'm washing my hair. You know, I mean, please. Joan Barrett says, please stop talking about World War III. Do you really know it would be the first one to press the red button? You see, I mean, that would be fine if it was going to happen like that, but it's not.
Don't I have to give you a warning now? Like, tomorrow at 12 o'clock, we're going to be launching some nukes at your country, so be prepared. I'm sure that's in the Geneva Convention, isn't it? I'm sure they put something
like that. Well, who's going to play by the rules? Nobody's playing by the rules. Alan Whitehead said, time to max your credit cards, campers. what else we got here? Alan Gwyn Hughes says, we are all practicing sticking our heads between our legs to kiss our ass goodbye. Look on the bright side, James. All the politicians will survive in their bunkers, but when they come out, there'll be nobody to protect their asses anymore. It's true, isn't it?
It's all, yeah, that's
we'll
true.
End up with a world full of politicians and people who thought they were very important, but nobody else.
The new generation of people. Politicians.
Mm. Lots of serious people saying, like Paul Evans said, lots of people saying, well, we've been in a war for the last 20 years, started by Blair and Bush. And quite a lot of people believe that to be the case. John Hopkinson says, depends. I can't do Thursday when it happens. You know, so a lot of people not taking it very seriously and think it's quite funny, as have I. But deciding to launch an attack on Syrian airfield, which, by the way, doesn't seem to have stopped any of the bombing. And also, it was an airfield used by the Russians. Did he actually ask anybody whether he should do it? Did he actually take any advice, or did he think, I'm going to fling 59? And why 59 and not 60?
50% of them apparently missed their target. So yeah. Going on those sort of averages, we might actually be okay in an all-out war.
Well, no, we won't, because the other side might be better at it. But the Americans have never really been particularly good fighters. Now, John Wayne and others, of course, and what's his name in... some of the American movie stars, I can't think of them.
Clint Eastwood.
I can't really think of John. Who? Clint Eastwood, yeah, and more modern ones. You know, the ones now, of course, they're all really good at fighting. The reality is the Americans seem to not actually know... Friends of mine in the forces say the Americans look great and wear uniforms and stand up straight and have very chiselled faces, but that's about it.
Can't shoot straight.
No, not very good shots.
Hmm.
As you can see when you see any of these appalling people who go out and bragging about their hunting. Simon Serkin says, I'm not really ready for World War III, but what the hell could we do about it? It's so much bigger than all of us. All we can do ultimately is look after, defend and protect our loved ones. I guess once the nukes rain down, all we can do is hold our loved ones close and say goodbye. Oh dear, that's rather depressing, isn't it, to be honest? But he's probably quite right. So are we ready, or should we start telling our ridiculous politicians to back off this? You know, suddenly the world is in a very dangerous place. And although I absolutely condemn when we talked about the horrific things that have been going on in Syria, none of this happened until Britain and America started pretending to be the policemen of the world. America has done nothing but cause anguish in this world since it dropped nuclear bombs on Japan. Long ago that we thought, and America thought, that everybody in the world should live the way we do. And so we went out there to try and make everybody what we consider to be safer and better. But unfortunately, don't get me going on the religious freakery again. A lot of the, you know, powered by people's so-called religious beliefs.
So if you're building a new house, solid wood doors, and if you're getting a new kitchen, yeah, get a really nice, sturdy kitchen table.
I think that's the only way forward. I think that's the only way forward, because otherwise, and a good mattress, because you're supposed to put your mattress, or if you've got a cupboard under the stairs, it's not very good for you and I, but if you've got a cupboard under the stairs, that's also a good place to go and stick the mattress in front of the door.
And only buy tin food from now on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Stock up on tin food, because, you know, we might really have problems.
And bottled water.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. In fact, I've just sent Mrs. W out to the supermarket to buy as many tins of baked beans as she can.
And plenty of tin openers, because the last thing you want to do is have to get out and go and find a tin opener.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and dog food. Don't forget the dogs.
Crikey, and cat food. Dog. And a cat.
And
a goldfish.
Yeah, so all your pets. You've got to, you know, you have to protect your family, the animal family as well. Yeah.
That's a big cupboard under the stairs.
Very big cupboard. Very big cupboard indeed. So I hope I haven't depressed too many people. I think we should turn away from this and talk about something light and frivolous, don't you?
Yeah, because obviously that was a very, very serious subject. So, yeah, we'll go on to something light and frivolous. Yeah.
Well, here's one that's been doing the rounds and making everybody laugh. turning up to get your aeroplane and then suddenly finding that the seat's been overbooked and you're asked to get off the plane after you've paid for your seat.
I saw that
and
video.
And booked it and actually got on the plane.
That video is terrible.
Well, yeah. I mean, this happens on every airline. Overbook. It's perfectly legal. They overbook the seats because a lot of people don't turn up.
If you don't turn up but you've paid for the seat, then that's fine, isn't it?
Well, no, they want to fill the airplane up. So it's apparently perfectly acceptable for them to sell tickets to people on the understanding that not everybody's going to turn up. I think it's absolutely ridiculous. And then when on this particular United airline in Chicago, they had too many people on the plane. They had to sort of say, right, we need the last three who came on to leave. And the people said, look, I'm sorry, I've paid for it. I'm here. I'm not going. I need to get where I'm going. That's why I booked this plane. And then the airline offered money. They offered $400 to anyone who'll get off. And then they offered $800 to anyone who'll get off, and still nobody wanted to go. So in the end, they chose somebody and they came on, and it happened to be a doctor. And in manhandling him out of his seat, they knocked him out.
Yeah, and then dragged him down the aisle.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, I'd sue them out of existence. And in America, that's probably exactly what will happen.
I don't understand why all the other passengers were quite happy. I was, I know there was a few people moaning about it, but they all just seemed to sort of sit there and just watch. I mean, surely everyone should have just got up and stood in the aisle and said, well, you can't be doing this. The guy's knocked out. He's unconscious.
Yeah, I don't actually think people realise what was happening, but, you know, people are like that, unfortunately.
But they're supposed to offer you the cash on the spot to get off the plane, apparently, from what I read afterwards.
Yeah, well, they did.
But it's supposed to go up to ridiculous values. They can't just stop at $800. I mean, what's that going to get you?
Nothing.
You've got to get a hotel.
It was just handled badly.
It looked like a guy in a pair of jeans dragging the guy off. I mean, unless he's plain clothes.
Yeah, they were airport security. They're there, you know, I presume they all put their hats on that say police or security. But they're there undercover, keeping an eye on everything else.
Then they should have just arrested him and said, right, I'm arresting you then and taking you off the plane. Not dragging.
Well, that's what they were trying to do.
Well, it was like the guy was being beaten up, thrown against a chair and then dragged off.
Well, no, he was holding the chair and he refused to go, and they decided, I don't know, they'd drawn lots. I don't know how they decided it. But he was the one who the airline decided should go because nobody would volunteer. And he didn't want to go. He said, look, I've got patients waiting, or whatever he said. I've got I'm a doctor. And then they started grabbing him and pulling him and physically, you know, supposing that man had some kind of heart problem, or he'd been recovering from cancer, or he'd had an operation, treating him like that, they could have killed him.
Yeah, definitely. I was quite shocked. I couldn't believe what I was watching when I watched it. I mean, I would expect that of like a passenger arguing over a seat, but not the airline themselves. I think they've lost lots of revenue, haven't they? Or shares. The shares are plummeting.
They've lost a heck of a lot in shares. But I tell you, I don't. I mean, unless I have to, and it would have to be very monetarily good, I think I'm not flying again.
Well, no. I mean, you don't want to be flying
at the moment. Not because of that. Because, you know, the past few times I've flown, because of the security that is obviously needed to be, I have found that airline staff generally are rude and quite frankly, I can't be bothered with them.
Yeah, I did a flight from North Wales to South Wales and I had to take my belt and my shoes off and all sorts.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, they take your liquid away and then you can go and buy aftershave or whatever the other side. So that's a ridiculously stupid idea as well. But I just, I mean, I'm sorry, I know we have our friend who listens, who's air crew, and I'm not getting at them, they have a difficult job, but I am getting at the people who are there when you go through check-in and everything else. A more miserable bunch of people, I think I find it difficult to you know, I know they have a difficult job, but they're not, they think, because of there are so many security problems now, they think they have the right to be as aggressive and as nasty as they want. Maybe I've met the wrong ones, but I don't find any. You know, you turn up for a flight, you have to wait for it. I'd rather get in the car. I don't care where it is. It, you know, it could be a 5-hour drive. I'd rather do that than going to an airport. You know, going. It's only a half hour flight or an hour's flight, but by the time you've got there, by the time you've sat and been let off the plane and got out of the airport, you might as well have driven.
Well, you've got to get out of the plane and then get into a taxi, unless someone's waiting for you at the other end. So you might as well take your car.
Yeah. So I think I'm fed up with flying, and people behave. You know, they want to drink when they get on, and they whatever time of day you fly, they all think they should get something to eat, and you wouldn't normally have that, would you?
Yeah, if you're on a 2-hour plane, you wouldn't insist on a dinner, would you? Especially a in-flight dinner. I mean, they're horrible.
Well, they're going to stop doing that anyway. Right, should we have some music? I thought that would be a little light relief, but it isn't, is it, really? It's been all doom and gloom.
No, that poor man. I saw the video afterwards, and he got back on the plane somehow. Did he actually fly in the end?
I don't know. I can't watch any more of it. And I saw the head of United Airlines make a very sort of soporific apology that he should have made right when it happened, and he waited for ages. Obviously, the company are completely sure. I don't know how they're going to get over this. The security men have been suspended for a while they're investigating.
Suspended? They should be up on charges.
Well, you know, they reckon they were doing their job. That's what they think.
Dear me.
The world's gone mad. Absolutely barking mad. Don't forget, if you want to take part in the programme, if you want to have your say, you can email us at jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. And we got some mail this week.
No.
Why not? You mean not one person emailed me this week?
Well, nothing broadcastable.
Oh, well, those are the ones I want to read, for goodness sake.
Mostly moaning about your comments on Gibraltar.
Oh, good. Well, let's have a few. Stupid people. Come on. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll play the record and then you can go through some.
I'd rather not. We'll just play the record.
No, then we'll go through some. Katie LaFan and Taste Maker. A little bit of music here on the James Whale Radio Show. Listen to this.
He's a risk taker. Came to be my maker and almost made a taker of me. He said, this world's a big one, but this world's a cruel one, so always take more than you need. Said it's not about money, if it's not about money, why is it all about money? Don't you be so naive. Taste makers don't make time for the shakers. Only fools fall in love. What's wrong with this food that we savor? Just let us fools fall in love. it's not about honeys, and you're not just a honey, but I was just one of his honeys. I was so damn naive. Taste makers don't make time for us shakers. Only fools fall in love. What's wrong with this fool that we savor? Just let us fools fall in love. Taste makers making time for the shakers. Only fools fall in love.
That was music from Katie LaFan and Tastemaker. And if you would like to have your music performed on the show, all you have to do is, well, Rob will tell you.
Email me, Rob, because that's me. The email address is jamesworldradio@gmail.com. Include your MP3 permission to play. If it's really good, we'll probably play it. If it's really bad, we might play it.
No, if it's really bad, we'll definitely play it. But that was quite nice from Katie. I thought it was nice.
I want to put the Zit song on the show.
You want to put what?
The Zit song on the show.
Well, do it then.
Okay. I listened to it on one of your videos.
In future, yeah, well, actually, a lot of my old TV shows are online, as we have mentioned from time to time. If you go to the website, jamesworldradio.co.uk, you can view them.
/video.
/video, yes, obviously. And then while you're doing that, you can go around our shop. You know, summer's coming. Got Whaley T-shirts and baseball caps, all raring to go.
/shop.
/shop. And copies of that great autobiography, signed or not, as the case may be. Hardback or not, as the case may be. You just have to go to the shop. jamesworldradio.co.uk/shop. Shop, good. Right, going back to the mic, will you stop trying not to get the ones that come on and are abusive? There are quite a lot on Facebook, and I suppose you can go and have a look on there. It's quite interesting. Some of the people who get really upset on Facebook are obviously completely barking mad and in need of some kind of psychiatric help, I would think. do you know, we should do a troll show one day, don't you think?
We could read out all the dodgy emails and all the dodgy tweets, and then we could put the show out with Not Safe for Work flag on the front of it, and then, yeah, we could do a special show, yeah.
Yeah, I think we should do that, because I love trolls, but people get very upset by them. There's not one thing you can say to me that's going to upset me.
I just think of my editing, because obviously if I read the letters out, or you read the letters out, there'll be a lot of swearing in the letters, and there'll all be swearing from you, and then I'm just thinking of my workload, that's why I don't...
No, okay. Well, I mean, only troll me if you can do it intellectually without using four-letter words. But I'll go back, by the way, to the thing that really got people going last week. Gibraltar. You know, as far as I'm concerned, Gibraltar's part of Spain. We got it in the 1700s. Now is the time. And listen, Spain are as much to blame for all their colonial countries in North Africa and various other places. Every country in the West seems to have protectorates or whatever they call. I mean, we've got a flipping Commonwealth. Do we need the Commonwealth? Is it of any use? Half the Commonwealth countries have got the most horrendous human rights. Human rights. Full stop. So why are we all getting upset about it? Why do you want to continue? You don't want to stay in Europe, a lot of you, but you want to keep hold of Gibraltar. Why?
Can I ask a really stupid, probably, question? That yeah. You know, 'cause I'm not clued up in the way of the world, as you know.
I do.
So if the people in Gibraltar just declared independence from Britain, they could still be British, if you know what I mean, and then be an independent country.
Well, it's not a quite... Well, yeah, I suppose... Well, no, they can't be British, can they? I mean, so...
Well, they're still British people. They're just living in a country called Gibraltar, which is now independent.
But they're born and bred in there. Then they're Gibraltans, and that could be their own country if they want. But they insist on being part of Britain. And Spain, because it is part of Spain, isn't it? And did we nick it off them, or did they give it to us, or somebody gave it to us who had no right to give it to us? I can't remember the history. It doesn't really matter either, as far as I'm concerned. It's all bollocks. You know, we don't really have any call on somebody else's country. Do you see what I mean?
No, I'm just as confused as I was when I started.
You know, Scotland, whether you happen to be English, Welsh, Irish or whatever, living in Scotland, but Scotland and the Scots, some of them anyway, want to be independent. I mean, I don't understand why they want to be independent, but, well, maybe, you know, this whole thing, it shouldn't matter. We should try and get away from countries. But this whole business of Gibraltar, which seems to be getting worse. This is all down to Brexit, and it's all falling apart. I told you it would, and now it's falling apart. So we're going to have horrendous problems in Northern Ireland. The two sides, the main sides in Northern Ireland, cannot agree a power sharing. They've been given until Good Friday, strangely enough, because of the original Good Friday Agreement, and they have been given by James Brokenshire, the Northern Ireland Secretary, until Good Friday this year, that's a week away, to get their acts together, to form a parliament in Northern Ireland. Otherwise, direct rule from Westminster will ensue. And I tell you, that is going to cause all sorts of problems.
Well, I'm glad I'm not making the decisions, because I haven't got a clue.
Yeah, well, that's what worries me, that people like you haven't got a clue, yet you still have the vote. So what do you vote for?
Whatever you tell me, usually.
Oh, my gosh. You see, democracy doesn't really work, does it? Because you can, and it's been proved by Donald Trump in America, you can get the stupid people on your side, which is what he did, and you can manipulate them.
I didn't vote for Trump.
No, I know. No, for goodness sake. You know, I'm going to build a wall. What happened to the wall, by the way?
Waiting for cement and bricks, apparently.
Yeah, right. Ridiculous. What? You know, what is it about politicians that they have to go and flipping mess up the whole world? Listen, wherever they are, people... I don't know about the Gibraltans and the Spanish. Perhaps they all hate each other. I don't know. But the Scots and the English don't really hate each other, what anybody says, or the Welsh. You know, the people in the world, the people, get on with people, don't they? It doesn't matter where you come from. You get on with another human being because of their personality or whatever, and either you like them or you don't. The trouble is started by the politicians.
Yep.
Anyway, right, okay, shall we move on? Do you want to do tech talk?
Oh, yeah, we could. I forgot all about tech talk.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did. I genuinely did.
I thought I've got other things I was going to talk about, but I don't want to talk about them, so why don't we do tech talk and then go on to questions for the whale?
Okay, this week I've been playing with a few apps or programs.
I beg your pardon? Apps. Are you allowed to do that?
Can I play with a few? I was playing with my toilet the other night.
Oh, dear, I don't want to know about that.
I didn't have the right tool for the job, so I was making a complete hash of it, but it's all fixed now.
Oh, good, I'm glad.
Airspace Explorer.
Right.
You can go on your iPads, etc., and you can look at the aircraft in real time flying over all around the world in real time. I know they've done it before, but it was never in real time. Now it's in real time. So if you're a plane spotter, it's brilliant. Hmm.
So you can spend time sitting on the toilet looking at where the aircraft are in the world.
Yeah, if there's one flying over your head, you can click on it and it tells you, you know, what aircraft number it is, where it's going from, where it took off from. But it's all in real time, so you can actually see it flying. It's all radar linked and everything. It's brilliant.
And will it tell you if anybody's been yanked off the plane because they overbooked the seats?
Well, hopefully not at so many thousand feet in the sky. But oh, you mean before they took off?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, going back to what we were talking about before, so when we're at conflict and at war with the rest of the world, that'll all be scrap, won't it? So what a waste of time that is.
In theory, fighter jets would show up on it if it was all based on radar, etc., and live feeds.
Yeah, and they won't.
The other thing I've been playing with is the new Ordnance Survey feature for doing 3D aerial maps, so you can fly over Britain. It's a bit like Google Earth, but everything's in 3D, so you can see all the mountain ranges, and you can plot like your footpaths and stuff when you're going hiking and all that kind of stuff. And it's crap.
Oh, that would be you. I'd like to give that to Mrs. W. She loves maps.
Yeah, it's rubbish.
Is it? Oh, right.
It's just buggy. It's slow. It's a 7-day free trial. Have a go. I wasn't impressed.
Well, when you finish with it, send it to me.
Well, you just sign up. You just put your email address in, create yourself a password.
Oh, right.
And then within seconds, you're on it for 7 days for free. Have a look. It's absolutely rubbish.
Oh, right. I won't bother then. Because you'll go and have a look and then blame me for the fact it's not working very well.
First computer I tried it on, it just crashed. The second computer on it took forever to load the maps up. And I thought I'd look at the White Cliffs of Dover, and they were just a load of white blobs. Then I thought I'd look at the Snowdonia mountain range, and that was sort of all right, but it's no better than Google 3D Earth, so forget it.
So why do you need it if you've got you know, Google Maps and you've got Google whatever? I mean, why do you need that?
Because it's designed for people that want to go walking up mountains, so you can plot paths and it shows you the best way and all the different routes to go up it. And you would think that Ordnance Survey maps, they would know about all the sort of the ground levels, sea levels and so on, so they could plot the heights and everything. But it sort of works, but it's just complete rubbish.
It sort of works, but it's complete rubbish. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on.
Films. I went to see a film called Ghosts in the Shell. That's a weird film.
Where do you find all these movies?
In the cinema.
Ghost in the Shell.
Yeah, it's like...
I never even heard of it.
It's like Blade Runner meets The Matrix and The Bourne Identity.
And who's in it?
Scarlett Johansson. Is that how you say her name?
Johansson.
No,
Johansson.
Yeah. Scarlett Johansson. See, I'll edit that bit out at the beginning. I'll just say, So Scarlett Johansson is in the film, and she's very good in it. It's all
right. Don't bother to edit that bit out. Let people hear how stupid you really are. Anyway, that sounds like the sort of movie I might like. I like The Bourne Identity and the Bourne, anything in the Bourne range, I think's great. I watch those quite often.
It's based on a Japanese manga type thing. It's like a very Japanesey feel film. It's very good. It's just different. Yeah. If you want to go and see a different film, go and see this one.
You see, I don't like a lot of green screens and all the new effects. I like to see real movies.
No, you won't like this one then.
Why, is it all kind of
computer generated?
Oh, no, I don't like all that. It's horrible.
It's very modern, very futuristic.
Yeah. Oh, no, I don't like that. No. Well, Scarlett Johansson has got that kind of futuristic face, hasn't she?
Is there such a thing as a futuristic face?
Yeah, of course there is. Yeah. Right, go on. Any other movies? Anything else you've done? Any other tech talk? Anything else you could thrill and...
No, I'm going to go and see Monster Trucks.
Really?
Yeah, Monster Trucks. Yeah, I'm going to go see Monster Trucks. See, there's a twist with that one.
That's a child's video.
Yeah, it is. Actually.
Film, movie, whatever. It's a child's one.
Yes, I know, but it's one of them ones that because I go and see every film. It's one of them ones I've been putting off. It's basically Monster Trucks. It's not big trucks. It's trucks with real monsters in them. It's a bit like Transformers with monsters. You know, instead of having a metallic style, the truck, you know, it's just got a monster in it. A big green blob sat in the back seat. Monster Trucks.
Oh, no.
I'll tell you about it next week.
All right, okay. I shall look forward to that. right, don't forget, listen, I want lots of mail for next week, so your thoughts on any of the things we've discussed, or if there is a subject you think we should be talking about. And you want to hear the thoughts of Robbo here. Why not just email us, jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. Dead simple, jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. Or you could tweet us.
Yeah, yeah.
That's when you come in and give the address for tweeting.
I was about to, and then you said, that's when you come in, and then I would have over-talked over you. So I do it now. Should we do it again?
Yeah. No. Do it now.
Okay. You're at The James Whale. I'm at Dead Air Podcast, and the show is at James Whale Show.
Good. Well, there we are. You can cover all the bases that way. Now, we usually ask you for questions because I have never knowingly been wrong about anything, but there's always a first time. So do you want me to read the questions out, or do you think you can manage it?
I'll read them out, but I might read them out badly.
Oh, I'm sure you'll read them out badly, but there we are. Off you go.
I'm going to do it in random order. Jennifer Andrews, why have dog poo fine signs and nobody there to enforce them?
Well, that's a very good point. And why have don't drop litter fines and don't fly tip signs in the middle of nowhere and no one to enforce it? And when you do catch people, the enforcing is not very well done. I have to say, I think the dog excrement debate is getting much better. There is a lot less of it. And more people you see walking around with their little plastic bags picking it up, which is excellent. But why do some people leave it hanging in trees?
Yeah, why is that? Well, you take the dog out for a walk and there's a little nappy sack with a poo in it just hanging from a twig.
Yeah, why?
I don't get it. It's almost like a Christmas decoration. It's all just sat there just wafting in the wind. It's just weird. What's that for?
Yeah, I know.
Maybe it's some sort of like, look at my dog. He can do a really good poo. Have a look at this one.
Yeah. Just noticed on Twitter as well, I'm getting quite a lot of response from somebody. I mentioned this the other day. You know, I've done the, won't mean anything for people not in the south of England, I don't suppose. There's a firm called Pimlico Plumbers, and I've just done their commercial. And the boss of Pimlico Plumbers, Charlie Mullins, is quite a flamboyant character. You may well have seen him on television. And because I appear on this TV commercial for Pimlico Plumbers, somebody yelled out at me the other day, "Oi, James, come and unblock me bog." So apparently I found out you get £125 an hour for doing it during the Easter period, so I thought I might try a go. Well, it can't be difficult, can it? Just go along with a big stick and stick it down the toilet or something?
No. I've been playing around with my toilet for the last few days, and it's not easy.
Isn't it?
No. Well, you have to have the right tools.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, you want to call Pimlico Plumbers. They'll come and do it for you.
Not to North Wales, they won't.
Well, maybe suggest that you could start a branch up there.
Yeah, because I'm an expert now, because now I fixed it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, in fact, I think you can see the commercial on our website, can't you?
Yes, it's jamesworldradio.co.uk/videos. It's probably about the fifth one down now.
And the interesting thing is, there is a picture of me in the bath on it.
That is true. That is very, very true. There is a picture of you in the bath. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, might be worth going and having a look. Right. That question I think we've dealt with, haven't we?
Okay. This one's going to... I'm going to probably have a rant after this one. Tom Simone, is the world flat?
Now, it's interesting. It might well be, and there is a society called the Flat Earth Society... who I think I've lined up for an interview on one of my shows in the not-too-distant future.
They're all pillocks.
What?
I'm sick and tired of these people saying, the world's flat, we've all been lied to, it's all a conspiracy. Everyone's in on it, the government, the airline pilots, everyone who's got a boat, they're all in on it. What a load of crap.
You are. I've never heard you get like this.
It's the one thing that drives me mad on social media. The world's flat.
You don't. It is flat.
It's not. Well, it's flat when you stood on it. You know.
Look at the moon.
Yeah, that's round.
It might be round, spherical shaped, yes, but it's flat.
Right. So, of all
it's
those.
It's not 3D. You can see it up in the sky. It's flat.
So, when you get somebody that says, I'm going to row round the world. Right? Somebody in a black suit comes up to him and says, now, you know when you're going to row around the world, what we want you to do, yeah, is go 3,000 miles that way and then take a left, come back and say, it was round. No, they don't. They row around the world and they come back the other way because it's round.
No, you can be either side of the world, got two sides, but it's flat. And because, of course, of the... And it's quite thick. I mean, it's flat, but it's thick. It's not paper thin, the world. And, of course, you know, gravity keeps you on each side.
Right. So when you get to the edge of the flat Earth, like the edge of the moon, because if you...
You don't fall off. You just turn round to the underneath bit. But you wouldn't know that. Because of gravity, it keeps you pulled to the planet. But it is flat. It's not round, yeah.
Then it's not flat. It's disc-shaped.
No. It's flat.
Right.
Disc-shaped, yeah. It's circular in shape, but it's flat.
Okay. So, if you went and got yourself a balloon, like most people have, and stuck a camera in it and sent it up, way up into the sky, and then...
Yeah, you'd see the circle of the Earth, but you wouldn't, you know, it's flat.
It's not. It's perfectly curved.
No, honestly, it's flat. No, people have lied to you, and people have, you know, obviously it is flat.
People don't lie to you. Just do it yourself. All those people, all those pillocks, as you like to call these people.
As soon as you get that camera up there,
it gets hacked.
It's the Secret Service. That's what they do. They interfere with your camera so you can't see that it is flat.
They take over your live video feed and
perfectly angle their
cameras in the direction of where yours is.
Yeah.
And that guy that went up and jumped out of space almost and landed on the planet Earth with a parachute, he was also told, can you do that? And when you come down, make sure you tell everyone that the Earth's round.
Yeah, of course. When you see a map of the world, right, not the pretend things called, what are the ones you spin around, not an atlas, but a flat book, you open it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how the world is.
Can't be.
And so, you know, when people go around the world, they go from one side to the other. It's pretty obvious, but they don't realise that they've done that because they've been lied to for so many years and been told that the world is in the shape of a ball.
Right. Okay.
Do you understand?
No, you're all barking
mad.
It's
pretty obvious, isn't it?
No, you're all loonies. Absolute loonies.
Anyway, listen, I don't want you to embarrass yourself too much, so maybe we should go on to the next question because we're running rapidly out of time.
Okay, Jeff Loyal, what does plankton taste like?
Lovely. Next question.
Graham Terry. Why do people bother with fake news stories on April Fool's Day when the real news is more unbelievable and ridiculous?
Well, I don't think they do anymore because it has been surpassed by the fact that real news is, as you quite say, more ridiculous than fake news.
Gary Turner. Should people who don't flush the toilet after they've had a poo, spelt like Winnie the Pooh for some reason, be fined £200?
No, I think they should be fined at least £5,000 for doing that. It's disgusting.
Are we talking public loos or loos at home?
Any loo.
Sometimes a lot of businesses...
It's not up for discussion. Any loo, if you don't flush the turds away, then you deserve to be fined.
Okay, turds, I was thinking of... a lot of places have like a yellow water policy.
What?
Well, if the water's yellow, it doesn't really matter. Just don't flush. And at the end of the day, flush.
Oh, for goodness sake. What sort of place? I've never heard of that before.
A lot of businesses do it.
It's like really?
Yeah, it's like a green policy, yeah.
For what? Oh, for God's sake.
You know, it just saves on water, doesn't it?
Really ridiculous. Absolutely stupid.
Especially from a meter.
Bloody green businesses. Anyway, go on, get on with it.
Well, that's it. I can't be bothered reading anymore. That flat earth thing's really pissed me off.
Has it?
Yeah.
All right, okay. All right.
I'm going to do it myself. I'm going to go and get myself a big weather balloon and a camera. And a piece of string.
It'll still come... But you will think it's round.
Well, I know it's round. I mean, I don't know why. You know, I'm just going to do it just to prove the point.
Yeah, but you won't be proving the point because it is flat and you won't be able to prove that because you won't be allowed to. Those powers that be will keep you confused.
What would be
but
the point?
But it's only people like me who know the real fact that it is flat.
Can you answer me this, then? Let's just say the world... is completely flat. Let's just go with the nutters, right? The world's flat, right? Why tell everybody the world is round? What would be the point? The world is flat? Look, and there's a big drop at the other end of there, and you can go around over there.
Well, no, there isn't a big drop.
Well, it doesn't matter.
It's flat. It's like the Truman Show. Did you ever see the Truman Show? And they thought they lived in a wonderful place. They didn't realise they were in a TV studio until somebody went and poked his finger through what he thought was the sky.
Yeah, until he got in a boat and he got to the edge of the flat Earth and he hit
a
wall.
Look, if I share something with you, will you promise not to tell anybody else?
Okay, well, do I have to turn the radio off?
Yeah, and I'll tell you this, and I won't repeat it again,
right? All right.
We are an experiment. There is no universe. There is no other planets. It is all fake. There's no history. Everything has been made up. We are just here. We have been created as an experiment. We are contained within a huge building. Outside, I have no idea what's there. We've never been allowed out. Now, we can't broadcast this, right? But, you know, let's face it, most of the time, it's quite entertaining to be here. But there is no reality. This... What's wrong with you?
I want to exist.
Well, you do exist, but you don't exist as you know it. With that thought, I leave you until the next time.
I want my mum.
Stay safe. And remember... They are out there.
I'm scared now.
You should be scared. But promise me, this last piece of the program must never, never be broadcast.
Okay, I promise.
To the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/James Whale Radio Show or follow James on Twitter @TheJamesWhale. James Whale, the voice of reason.